Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Good morning, pet keepers, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my co-host from Pruse Pets in Old Town, Rick Pruse. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
If any of you are interested in emailing the show, the email address is mmpets@1320wils.com. Or if you want to listen live to the show, guess what, Rick? We're streaming on the web. Victory! We finally made it. So if any of you want to go to the website and listen to our previous show or listen live, you can do that at www.1320wils.com. So if people want to get us, that's how they do it.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Well, hey, we're making progress. We're also available on Facebook or Twitter. Rick, on this week's show, we are jam-packed. And so let's get started right away. We have with us on the line Jeff Bass. And Jeff is a very talented and renowned music producer and a songwriter who brought us Eminem. And he is both an Oscar and a Grammy winner. So with that said, welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you.
Hey, it's our pleasure to have you.
All right.
Jeff, let's begin with, tell us what kind of pets you do have.
Okay, I have a 6-year-old Bull Mastiff. I have a 5-year-old Bull Mastiff. I have a 1-year-old Puggle. And 4 cats, 2 Persians and 2 outside barn cats. I don't even know what they are.
Wow, it sounds like you've got a regular farm going on there.
And 2 horses. Can't leave that horses. Out.
Well, there you go. You can't leave them.
Yeah, hopefully you've got enough space for everybody.
I do, thank God.
Well, good. Why did you tell us? Why did you choose to have so many animals?
Well, I've always been an animal lover, and when I got married to my wife, found out that she's always had dogs and cats and iguanas and you name it. So I get phone calls all the time when I'm in the studio. And, honey, I'm bringing home sugar gliders. I'm like, okay, what are those? And she said, they're like squirrels that fly. So there's always a new pet coming in the house.
Could you ever imagine your life? Take all those pets away and imagine the difference between one life and the other. Isn't it amazing?
It would be very boring.
Yeah. And no offense to you, right?
Right.
Well, Jeff, I've got to ask the question. Is your studio in the same place as these animals? And if so, how do you keep the sound down?
Well, I have a few studios outside of the house, and then I have one main studio that I work out of my house. And my Mastiff, my 5-year-old Mastiff, is actually a studio rat. He likes to hang in the studio when I'm working down there with clients. And so it's a soundproof room, so it doesn't bother anybody else in the house.
I would have to say that that dog, probably when it walks in the room, probably makes a fantastic break-in-the-ice opportunity.
Absolutely, especially for the ones that come into the studio that are petrified dogs.
They can hit the high notes, huh?
Absolutely.
And is there any story? I've heard about Riggs. Tell me, was there any kind of a story about Riggs? How did you find him, and where did he come from?
Well, Riggsy is what you would call a brindle wannabe. We had 2 other mastiffs. One was a red fawn, which is the 6-year-old, and then a 9.5-year-old that just recently passed was a fawn. And we always wanted a brindle. And when the breeder called us to say that Riggsy was born, she said, but the problem is he's not a brindle. He's a brindle wannabe. He's like on his way to it, but he's just not quite there. And we saw a picture of him, fell in love with him, and brought him home.
Well, Jeff, one thing I know, Bull Mastiffs are not small dogs by any stretch of the imagination.
No, the 6-year-old was 160 pounds until my wife put him on a diet and brought him back down to normal. He's like 135 pounds. Rigsy is kind of middle of the road. He's about 110.
Well, then let me ask this question. When Eminem or 50 Cent or any of the artists who you work with happen to come in and see these massive dogs, was there any kind of a whoa or intimidation or anything like that?
Yeah, I think the first thing they saw, well, I used to take my big Frank, my big six-year-old, to the studio with me, and he used to love to chew on these massive bones. And I think that the first time they saw the bones in the office, they would freak out and go, "What's that?" I'm like, "That's my dog's toy." And they go, "Well, let me see your dog." And they would, you know, expect a little, maybe a pit bull or something smaller. And then here he comes with this massive head. And they were like, "Dude, really?"
Well,
but he was, he's sweet like sugar. So
in that conversation, do the topics of their pets come up?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, I know Eminem had, when I used to go over to his studio at his house, he had several cats and never had dogs there, but he was seemed to be a cat person.
Has the ownership of these pets and the relationship you have with these pets, have they improved your ability to do your job?
Yeah, I believe so.
And why is that?
Well, first of all, my pets sleep with me. All of my pets are in bed with me and my wife every night. Riggs is like a human being. He gets in the bed, puts his head on the pillow, under the covers, and he's gone for the rest of the night with us. So it's like, you know, there's one, two, three. There's six of us in the bed at night.
Nice.
Every night. And, you know, it's a comforting thing. It's you feel safe because they're very loyal to you. And God forbid someone tries to break in the house, I feel bad for them. Because my Riggs would tear someone up, you know, just from protection purposes.
Absolutely, and yeah, that I would imagine.
Was never trained that way. Just that he is the most loyal animal I've ever had.
I guarantee you, sleeping with him every day, you're training him every day.
Yeah, and the fact that he hangs with me in the daytime in the studio, if a worker comes to do, let's say, cable, and I have to go upstairs, he will not let me go upstairs alone.
That's excellent.
Well, thank you for telling us these stories. We've been talking this morning with musician and songwriter and producer Jeff Bass, and he's been telling us a great story about the animals he's got. Thanks for coming on the show, Jeff.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
It was our pleasure. Rick, in the next segment, we're going to have the opportunity to have a conversation with Rich Johnson from Invisible Fence in Mid-Michigan and talk about some of the great new technology they've got and some of the things they're doing with the local fire departments in Mid-Michigan here on the Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.